Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Steely Dan bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Bob Fisher, CFP, Robert J. Fisher, is our guest. He's the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. He's a certified financial planner, helps his customers and anybody who will listen understand better about how to understand the financial markets as much as they can be understood. Right, Bob?
That's right.
Because there are a lot of fundamentals to financial investing, but when it comes to the markets, Bob, a lot of it's emotion, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, in the article that I wrote recently, I talked about the story of Chelsea Sullenberger, the captain who was flying his airplane and that ran into some Canadian geese back in 2009, right, and had to land his plane in the Hudson River. And if you'll remember, in that right after that happened, a lot of people praised him for his quick thinking. But in the article, what I said was, I don't think it was his quick thinking. What it was his prior training, because he knew exactly what to do. There were 155 lives at stake.
Right.
And he wasn't sitting there saying, oh, darn, what do I think? What should I do here? He knew exactly what to do. And if you read an account of that, you can see that.
Right. And if you've ever done it, if you've ever had any athletic training with a team or military training, you know that's what the training's for. The training's not for when things are going great. The training's when you have to perform, automatically and under duress. And so, in a bear market, for a lot of investors, that's pretty good duress, isn't it, Bob?
And that's exactly why I train all my clients now. This is what we need to do in a bear market. And so, what we do is we do bear market training now, even though we're not in a bear market.
So what would that look like? What would the, we've already, in the previous segment, we talked about a bear market, 25% down or heading down. Of course, you know, when a bear market starts, Bob, you don't know if it's a bear market, right?
That's right.
It could go down.
Right.
What percentage dropping over how long a period of time would you say would be when you could call a bear market?
Well, generally 20% or more is a bear market.
Yeah, but what would be the indicator? What would be the strongest indicator that you're headed in that way? Sustained retrenching and over 2 or 3 months?
One of the things I do is it's called dynamic asset level investing.
Yeah.
And we look at six different asset classes. And as long as domestic equities, that's one of the big asset classes, U.S. equities, as long as that is in the number one or number two position, then, you know, we're, you know, leaning forward the foxhole, investing in equities full throttle. Now, when that drops number three, then we take specific steps, and they're different for different clients,
right,
understand. But that's when our bear market training comes into place. As soon as that drops to number three, we don't sit there and say, oh, what the heck do we do? We know exactly what to do. And that goes back to why rules trump reason,
right.
On Wall Street.
And you don't get emotional about it, you don't get teary eyed about it, you just let your training take over.
You know, you're right, and you remind me of a story. I was talking to a portfolio manager once, and I said, well, how are you doing for your clients this year? And he said, not too good this year. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, what's wrong? And he said, well, there was a stock we bought. We thought it was a great stock. We bought it at $55 a share, and, it's now $2 a share.
Wow.
And I said to him, I said, well, when did you start selling it? He said, well, we still have it all.
Oh, no.
So,
well, that,
so
I don't think that was really a portfolio manager, was he?
Well,
or probably not anymore.
He had
anyway,
the title. No, he had the title, and the key thing was see, what happened was there were very, very sound reasons that he bought it at $55 a share.
Right.
Okay, but somewhere between $55 a share and $2 a share, he should have realized he was wrong.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. The so now that you've got these triggers, these metrics and triggers that you input, and there, at this point in time when you establish that, when things are starting to go down, then you kind of have to get fish-eyed, don't you? You don't do emotion. You don't fall in love with anything. You just take action, right?
Absolutely.
So tell us some more about how it works.
Follow your rules with rigid discipline.
Right. So now, if people wanted to find out more about your methods you use, that's in your book, right? The Naked Portfolio Manager.
Yes. You can get the Naked Portfolio Manager at Amazon.com. A new copy. Actually, Amazon's got a discount there for about $15.
Right.
And if you get the book and you want to find me and ask a question, my contact information's all in there.
Right. All right. So, what would be and when we come back in the next segment, I'm going to ask Bob to tell us what he sees right now about whether there's a bear market in the offing. But give us one example quickly of what that might look like. Something besides the drop, some other tip, some other indicator.
You would see stocks breaking below their 200-day moving average.
There you go. That's it. There it was, folks. Think about that. And when we come back, we're going to get more into this. What are the signs right now? Even though stocks aren't going down, there's no sign of a bear market. What could we be seeing right now? What if this were December 2007? What would we be seeing? Tintail, stay with us. Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.